The headlines this hour. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon begins a visit to the Middle East, saying the quartet strongly supports the establishment of a Palestinian state. Hundreds of millions of people make last-minute preparations for celebrations marking the Persian New Year, or Nowruz. Also ahead, the Pope makes a desperate attempt to ease the tide of sexual abuse allegations that has rocked the foundations of the Catholic Church. Hello and welcome. 3:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. Many thanks for you to have joined our broadcast this hour. You tuned into Press TV International News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says the Middle East Quartet strongly supports Palestinian efforts to establish an independent state. Ban made the comments at the start of his trip to Israel and the occupied West Bank. The UN Chief has met with Palestinian Authority's caretaker premier, Salam Fayyad. He will later meet with senior Israeli officials. The trip comes one day after the quartet condemned Israel over its decision to expand its settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. On Friday, the grouping issued a statement calling on Israel to halt all settlement activities. It also urged Israel and Palestinians to resume talks in order to reach a peace deal within 24 months. The Palestinian Authority has refused to return to the negotiating table until Tel Aviv halts its settlement expansions.
The world has condemned Israel's settlement expansion plans in East Jerusalem. Let us be clear. All settlement activities is illegal anywhere in occupied territory, and this must stop. The quartet has reaffirmed that position.
Well, in the meantime, Indonesian protesters have condemned Israel's plans to expand its settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The protesters called for an immediate halt to Israel's atrocities against the Palestinian people. They also called on the Indonesian government and parliament to assist Palestinians. The protest was organized by the Prosperous Justice Party, a member of the ruling coalition. Hamas spokesman Fawzi Barhoum has condemned the overnight Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Barhoum says the attacks are part of Israel's ongoing aggression towards Palestinians in Gaza. The nighttime raids injured at least 14 people. Israeli fighter jets bombed at least 7 sites in Rafah. The targets included a metal foundry near Gaza City and a disused airport in the south of the Strip. A night earlier, Israel planes hit other locations in Gaza, injuring several civilians. March 21st marks the Persian New Year, or Nowruz. Nowruz literally means new day. It marks the first day of spring on the solar calendar. Millions of people celebrate Nowruz around the globe. This year, the UN General Assembly recognized the International Day of Nowruz, describing it as a spring festival of Persian origin, which has been celebrated for over 3,000 years. Nowruz is a public holiday in Iran, Afghanistan, and Azerbaijan, as well as several Central Asian countries.
Nowruz is around the corner, and preparations for the Iranian New Year starting March 21 begin with a major spring cleaning of the house and then the purchase of new clothes and flowers, particularly hyacinth and tulip.
Nowruz shopping is basically a family affair where everyone must be outfitted with new clothes, shoes and the like.
In addition, the shopping includes items required for Sofra Haftsin, the table set on the eve of Nowruz, including sweets, fruits, nuts, candles and goldfish. The must-have 7 items or Haftsin begin with the Persian letter S.
Sabze or freshly grown greens, samanu, which is a traditional porridge made of wheat sprout, senjed or jujube, sib or apple, sir or garlic, somak, which is a Persian spice, and serkeh or vinegar, and fruits and nuts.
Since Iranians cook special dishes such as sabzi pulu, a dish cooked with rice and fragrant herbs, and fish for lunch on the first day of Nowruz holidays, shopping must ensure that all the required ingredients have also been bought. Nowruz shopping is also a major revenue boost for Iranian merchants.
It is New Year and we are very busy. People are shopping for Nowruz. This is the busiest time of the year for us. Usually the last 2 weeks, especially the last 3 to 4 days, are super busy. Our sales are at least 3 to 4 times higher around this time.
Iranian New Year is the carnival of the spring equinox and is the occasion to greet freshness, new life, hope and brightness. Feridun Sadiqzade, Press TV, Tehran.
We're going to have special coverage of Nowruz a little later on when the spring arrives, so make sure you stay in to Press TV for that. Well, in the meantime, U.S. President Barack Obama has once again offered dialogue and diplomacy with the Iranian government. Obama says his administration still wants comprehensive diplomatic contacts with Tehran. He made the remarks in a videotape addressed to the Iranian nation on the occasion of the Persian New Year, Nowruz. The offer comes as Obama has been pushing for aggressive sanctions against Tehran over its nuclear energy program. The U.S. president made similar remarks last year in his first New Year message to Iranians. But Tehran says Obama's offer of diplomatic engagement is only a slogan. Iranian officials say he needs to take real action to fulfill his promise of change. Russian diplomats say Moscow and Washington are set to sign a new nuclear disarmament treaty in early April. Sources say the accord is ready and will be inked in the Czech capital, Prague. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov hinted that the two sides were close to a final agreement. The new treaty follows intense talks on a successor to the already expired Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START. Washington and Moscow earlier agreed to cut the number of atomic warheads in their possession to around 1,500. Together, the United States and Russia possess 5,200 nuclear warheads. California in the United States accounts for nearly half of the real estate wealth lost since the housing crisis began. And there are more foreclosures on the way in the troubled state. Press TV's Ross Frazier reports from Los Angeles.
California is one of the states hardest hit by the housing crisis. In the past 3 years, California borrowers have defaulted faster than any other U.S. borrower. And California comprises the highest percentage of homes in danger of foreclosure. Since the housing market peaked in 2006, the United States has lost an estimated $5.7 trillion in housing wealth. California's losses make up nearly half of that amount, an estimated $2.6 trillion. Economist Ed Lehmer says California puts itself at risk by relying too much on its housing sector. Lehmer says the states who count on housing are always the most vulnerable during a recession.
So you look at where the states have been most hard hit. The three that have housing-related activities have all been hard hit, which are California, Nevada, and Florida.
Lehmer says in order for California to fully recover, it needs to see major gains in its real estate market. But Lehmer doubts it will reach the high point the market hit 6 years ago.
We're likely to get improvement in the housing sector, but the builders will have a better year, but they're not going to have a year like they had in 2003 or 2004 anytime soon.
And now more homeowners in Southern California and across the country are purposely defaulting on their home loans. That's because thousands of people owe more money than what their home is worth. And economists say it could take up to 14 years for homes in Southern California to reach their pre-crash values. Homeowner Maria Santos says she's upset the bailed-out banks that helped cause the crash are now turning a profit again. So Santos decided to dump her loan rather than pay the bank.
Families are losing their homes on one hand. On the other hand, people like IAG are getting bonuses, are getting bailout money. Well, my question is, who is bailing out the American homeowner?
California is among the five states targeted by President Barack Obama to share $1.5 billion in federal funding to help distressed homeowners. The state is expected to receive the largest share, an estimated $700 million, when the money is released next month. The money will help fund programs meant to relieve pressure on homeowners struggling to pay their mortgages. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.
Well, in the meantime, seven more American banks have been shut down, bringing the number of bank failures in the United States so far this year to 37. The closures took place in the states of Alabama, Georgia, Utah, Ohio, and Minnesota. The failures are estimated to cost the government's deposit insurance fund more than $1 billion. U.S. regulators have warned that the pace of bank seizures is likely to accelerate in the coming months. 140 U.S. banks were forced to close down last year. The closures were prompted by mounting loan defaults and the recession. Pope Benedict XVI has apologized to victims of pedophile Catholic priests. The Pope says he feels shame and remorse for episodes of child sex abuse that took place within the Irish Catholic Church. He has called for decisive action to restore the good name of the Irish Church. The apology is the Pope's first public statement on Catholic priests' sexual abuse of children. The scandal first surfaced in Canada and Australia in the 1980s, followed by Ireland in the 1990s. More abuse cases have been revealed in recent months. The Vatican has been criticized for its years of silence over the issue. The Pope himself was recently criticized for his role in allowing a pedophile priest to return to parish work in the early 1980s. 3:41 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV International News. Time for a quick check of the headlines. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon begins a visit to the Middle East, saying the quartet strongly supports the establishment of a Palestinian state. Hundreds of millions of people make last-minute preparations for celebrations marking the Persian New Year, or Nowruz. And the Pope makes a desperate attempt to ease the tide of sexual abuse allegations that has rocked the foundations of the Catholic Church.